20th to order at 6:01 p.m. Great conversation. So we have Dan Transier, Joe Plocher, Jason Peterson, myself, Rob, Aaron, as well as we have our guest, Eric. So, as well as Morales. Any citizen comments? Seeing no guests, none. All right, minutes for approval or correction from October 16th, 2019. Any comments on those? None. Then we will take those as presented and approved. New business 2019-64 monthly budget report for October 2019.
So we're halfway through fiscal year 2020. We have one more property tax allotment in November, so we typically collect anywhere from 99.5% to 99.9% of what we buy. Municipal sales in October are tracking about 3% higher over the last 6 months than the previous year. Right now we're putting an estimate at about $3.175 million, so it's about $25,000 over what we have budgeted. A non-home rule tracking strong, but not as strong as municipal sales, about 2.3% over the last 6 months. So early estimate puts us about 2.4, which is similar to the budget amount. Income tax continues to remain very strong, about 12% up year over year over the last 6 months. Right now, IML is predicting per capita of $106.30 per citizen, which would put us at about a little over $2 million, so about almost $100,000 more than we initially budgeted. Local use tax continues to be very robust, up 18% over the last 6 months. Early estimates put us at about $620,000, which is about $20,000 over budgeted. The one revenue that's really underperforming is excise tax. That's actually down about 13% over the last 6 months, looking at it year over year. So right now, I'm putting us at about $250,000 for the year, which is about $60,000 under budget. Unfortunately, that revenue is probably going to continue to decline as landlines become less and less prevalent. That's all I have. So, any questions?
Any questions or comments on that one?
No, thank you.
Okay. That's informational, of course. Appreciate that, Rob.
Sure.
2019-65 monthly treasury report for October 2019.
Beginning fund balance of $13,124,377. Year-to-date revenues of $18,542,022. Year-to-date expenses of $13,261,470. For a projected ending fund balance of $18,404,929.
Anybody have any questions on that one?
Sure.
This one moves.
Yes, you.
This one moves on to council approval. So we would put it on the consent, but we don't have one. All right. The 2019-66 cash statements for September of 2019.
This is informational as always. You have cash balances on the first page, and our investment balances comprised of CDs on the second page.
Questions or comments? Still earning some money on those. All right. We'll take that as information. And continuing, we have the 2019-67 monthly website report for October 2019.
As you can see in your packet, we are trending upwards from where we were at October last year in total visits. We continue to push a lot of our events and bring them back to a direct link to our website. The police department did deploy their social media page in the month of October, so we will start tracking those statistics in future monthly reports. But other than that, everything is looking really good on a social media standpoint. If anybody has any questions, you can let me know.
It doesn't look like anything really stood out. Kind of some of the same old stuff on there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's information as well. Does any comments? We'll keep going. All right. Now we get into the fun stuff. We have a significant amount of levies. So with that, Rob, we're going to look through, let's see here, A through G under 2019-70. Did I skip one?
I did.
We've got our first one. We've got the
Fox Hill.
Fox Hill. Yeah, 2019-68 Fox Hill. So that's the first one. Do you want to go through that one?
Sure. Just
a
brief overview of the Fox Hill SSA, back in fiscal year 2016, we incurred about $25,000 to $30,000 in trail maintenance, which took a lot of that fund's fund balance, and the plan at that time was to repay that fund balance over a 10-year period ending in fiscal year 2025. In order to do that, staff is proposing an increase in the SSA levy for this special service area of $12 for the fiscal year 19 levy, which is the fiscal year 21 fiscal year. The reason is, in order to get that back, as you can see on the chart, fiscal year 25, we're projecting $123, which is essentially break-even. We feel we need to do a $12 increase this year, an $18 increase the year after, and then $20 from fiscal year 23 to 25 in order to get that back to zero. In order to cover the annual maintenance costs, there's some tree trimming involved. Also, I believe in fiscal year 2022, that's going to increase by about $25,000 on the expenditure side, because again, we'll have to do some more trail maintenance, sealing, crack filling, and things like that. So, unfortunately, yeah, we are going to have to recommend increases in this SSA probably into the foreseeable future in order to get it back to zero by the end of the break-even period, fiscal year 2025.
When's the expiration of that? Is that 2025?
Well, that was our initial, that was just a plan of when we were going to get it back to zero. But the SSA will continue on into perpetuity.
We had some increases that we stepped in over time. Instead of having them go from, what were they paying at the time, 40, 50 bucks, and then instead of jumping up to 100 or something, we stepped it in over a few years. But this is taking and compounding that for projected work that we have and some unanticipated things that came up this past year.
Yeah, Rob had asked if we would look at it a little more holistically as in the future years and kind of plan backwards that way, and that way we don't end up with that large negative balance, so we can actually stay positive or make it break even.
And once we get up to 2025, we feel that number that we're going to have, the levy for the year, is going to be about adequate, and then we'll probably marginally have to increase as we go through just for inflationary numbers, I would assume. That's going to give us potentially the ability to do ongoing maintenance out there, right?
As the subdivisions age, you may see an increase just for trail replacement, trail maintenance, and mm-hmm. Fox Hill. And then as the trees mature, we've had some really bad luck with the evergreen trees getting like the gypsy moth.
Yeah.
Ash trees, we took a severe hit a few years ago when we removed all the ash trees. So, and we had, excuse me, the work that Rob spoke to earlier was almost $7,000 of just tree trimming and cutting the dead stuff out. So as they get older, that's going to be a continual maintenance item, not only for Fox Hill, but for the next one as well, which is Sunflower.
And a lot of these trees are just the quantity of trees that are in there in the open spaces. There was a lot of plantings.
Correct.
In there, and a lot of them really tight on those trails.
Correct.
And that's part of the issue, is keeping those trails functional.
Yeah, it's functional for safety. We don't want them going right on the ground.
Right.
We want everybody to be able to see.
Okay. So that's something we're going to have ongoing. So, and then the management fee, that's for staff time for...
That's for the management company.
We do have a management company involved on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We do.
So they're taking care of...
They take care of the field, the normal daily complaints. They do the weekly checks,
that's right,
the
we
monthly
did do
checks.
That in there, so they would have to come to us mm-hmm. as a city. For the
correct.
Okay. And then the $22,000 for the sign is still untouched. That's just something that sits there.
Yep. IDOT would not let us put it on the wall, so now we have to search for another spot.
Can we do a billboard? Oh, we have to have at least two poles because you can't do a pylon sign or a single. So I guess it kind of is what it is.
This
neighborhood's been very fortunate. They had very low HOA dues for a long time. But the city can't absorb it.
Correct. And that they, this subdivision in particular, chose not to form their HOA.
So, anybody have any thoughts on this one? I mean, this is my ward, so I know that some of the residents are not going to be pleased with this. That's why we had anticipated between this one and the prior to defer and spread the increases out as much as possible. But it's a 20-year-old development. There are costs that... or formed by the development.
Still cheaper than what people are paying for private HOAs.
Exactly. I mean,
a lot cheaper.
Mine is very similar. We have no trails, but we just have two lakes and a monument. You know, we pay $250 a year. So it's not uncommon. We're not a clubhouse community, so we're similar to that.
Ours is three, and we're not a clubhouse community.
So when you figure, and you guys have some trails, So you figure it's not out of line with what...
Ours is 575.
Yeah.
So there's, yeah, there's the pool. No clubhouse, but it's just a pool.
I live in the progress of the track.
Oh, no, they really upped it. It was... It'd been 500 forever. They just upped it to 575.
Yeah, so it's not out of line, but it's a necessity, I think, which is unfortunate, but the city just... We are not in a position to bear that cost out of the general fund.
And how do you explain to other taxpayers that your tax money is going to go pay for their church?
Right, it has to be standalone, yeah, so we've got to make sure we... And we don't. We have no fund balance on this one. We're in the hole because of the work we did prior.
Right.
So this will get us to a positive over time. Okay. This will go to city council?
Correct.
All right. Anybody have any other comments on this one? Mm-mm. All right, we'll move that. We don't actually have it on here to move it out to city council. I'm looking at the worksheet that's just approved by committee.
Correct, but the ordinance is attached, so okay. We'll just move it on to...
But we are going to move it on to council. It's there.
Correct.
It's just it was not something on there. Okay. So we will move that to council.
That's okay. Go.
Next item, 2019-69, tax levy and assessment for Sunflower States.
Yeah, similar story with this SSA for the fiscal year 2021, which is the current levy year under consideration. Staff's recommending a $19 increase, so go from $155 per parcel to about $174 per parcel, and then about $20 increase per year through fiscal year 2025. Again, to get that fund back to essentially zero by the end of the payback period. This fund incurred substantial costs for the naturalization of three detention basins in 15 and 16. To the tune of almost $60,000 between those two fiscal years. So we've been slowly repaying that back, and at the same time, we have to take into consideration just annual pond maintenance costs, about $5,000. There is a management fee associated with this SSA, along with mowing and things like that. And then also, we've added $5,000 per year under outside repair and maintenance for tree trimming. As Eric alluded to, there's a lot of tree work in this SSA as well that needs to be addressed in this fiscal year and then also future fiscal periods.
And it, does that pond maintenance, I know the naturalization, that is, it's cutting or burning, it's that maintenance ongoing, but does it also include the actual maintenance of the pond?
Yeah, the algicide.
Dredging, algicide,
anything? Dredging we are not going to do because of the naturalization, we won't have to.
So what we did beforehand, we've already taken care of that, so now we're just going to...
Maintain that. Yeah, so that stays, you know, and I think it's been in there for 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to do, like you said, we need to do the prescribed burn. They need to check to see if it's the viable plant species that we want instead of I don't want the invasives coming back in, so it's going to take a little more time and effort.
Okay.
Especially being near a farm field.
Yeah. Another necessity. And this one did form an HOA originally, or did this one not have? Neither one of these had the HOA?
No, this one actually was a long, drawn-out process. We actually had meetings in the historic courthouse in the old courtroom upstairs, and they argued back and forth between the residents whether the form or not. The developer was at first was Inland, and they collected money from about half the people, and the other half didn't pay, and then the third phase was Ryan Homes. Nobody paid, and then all of a sudden they wanted to turn it over. Well, there was nobody followed any rules. Some of the houses had been there for 10 years and had things that were going to be against the covenant, so they just voted not to form.
So the city picked up the headache. All right. Any other thoughts? And these are yours.
No, I'm not. Should be getting phone calls.
This group has actually been very good.
Yep.
They were very informed at first, so they've taken an active role. Now I think some of them have either moved out or moved on, but...
And, I mean, they're the reason that we have the naturalized pond, too, and they wanted to change...
Well, we were going to have to dredge it. They want the naturalized ponds because they got charged, some of them, up to $15,000 extra for being on a pond lot.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, no, I want the golf course pond. I want the grass right down, too, as we said.
But then once the cost came up for dredging...
They changed their tune.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you all very much.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, no problem.
And that we will again. We have the ordinance in here. Tonight.
Correct.
We will move that out to council as well. Okay. And continuing on. Okay, this is the one that we get A through G.
Correct.
So these are 2019-70 bond abatement ordinances A through G. Unless I have to, I'm not going to read each and every one of them.
No, I don't think that's necessary. I mean, they're listed here in Exhibit A.
I'll save that for Tuesday.
As well as a brief history of what we've done in the past regarding abatements or partial abatements or not abating at all. Also, on the last page, it gives you a little bit of background about different bonds that we refunded, refinanced since about fiscal year 2011. And also gives you bond maturity dates as well. And I'm pleased to see that we finally start to see a significant amount of debt kind of rolling off within the next 5 years. We'll have three of our larger issues maturing, which is good. It's going to help us with our cash flow situation. But that being said, we have seven bond abatements in front of you tonight. Staff is recommending that we abate these in full, which means that these bonds and the debt service for these bonds will not appear on the property tax rolls, which is certainly a good thing. And this is following suit with what we've done the last 3 years. It'll be the fourth year in a row that we've been able to fully abate the city's debt.
Any questions or comments on that? All right, so we will take 2019-70 A through G, move it forward to council. Okay, next one up is the 2019-71 Special Service Abatement Ordinances. And again, there's A through E. This is Raintree, Wingett, Central Grand Reserve, Raintree, and Water Creek, Bristol Bay.
Yeah, again, it's the time of year where we have to pass these partial abatements for the various SSAs located in various parts throughout the city. For the most part, for those SSAs that are increasing, it's a pretty moderate increase, anywhere from 1.5% to about 2% increase. We do have a couple of SSAs that are actually decreasing. Most notable is Winded Ridge, which is actually decreasing by almost 7% from last year, and that's due to that bond refunding that we did in February of this year. And also, too, I believe Bottom Creek, our Grand Reserve is going down by about 60 basis points, or 0.6%. And I believe Bottom Creek as well is increasing by about a little over 2.5%. So fairly moderate increases for those SSAs that are increasing. We do actually have a couple SSAs that are decreasing.
Anybody have any comments on those? I know that's a lot of information, but kind of standard boilerplate. All right, we will take all of those, A through E, to council then. We'll move forward. Good. Thank you, Rob. Next is 2019-35 Facilities Master, this is old business, Facilities Master Plan RFQ.
So in the packet, you have an update. The mayor and Bart did meet with one of the architects or firms that we worked with during the RFQ process. And the mayor did express his hope to embark on a short-term project, honing in on one facility at a time and looking at all the other facilities within in the city at a more short-term view. So fixing things or looking at things on how to fix them or how to use them rather than a 40- or 50-year plan, but looking at more of a shorter-year plan. The mayor couldn't be here tonight, but he would like to discuss this further with staff and come up with a proposal that we can bring back to the committee to discuss further on what we need to do in the short term and maybe pick a project here or there and start working on that proposal in more detail. However, a good point was brought up that we have not finished our selection process, which goes through the state QBS process. So we put out an RFQ for proposals for this particular process, and we have done the interviews, but we have not done the selection, and we have not made the recommendation. So at this point, we think it would be in our best interest to go ahead and close out that selection process and bring back to the committee at a future meeting a top proposer so that we can qualify those applicants so that we can work with them in the future if a shorter-term project or a longer-term visioning project, whatever it ends up being.
Thank you, Aaron. So I did have a conversation with John about this and Bart as well. So, more or less, John is set to move forward with a architect for the public works facility. That's his goal, plain and simple. He wants to move that forward. But the caveat is, if we move forward on that, we qualify these others, then the council has their right to choose an architect and move forward with whatever smaller scopes of service they want. That's kind of the gist of it. The issue I have is, you know, it's the short-term view. That's the whole thing. It's the short-term view. It's skirting around this project that was approved and authorized. We still don't know what that project would have cost because we've never got down to that with any proposal. So the issue is still out there. You know, people are saying it's $150,000, it's $200,000. Well, that's the numbers that were put into the two-year spread is $200,000. We didn't know what that would be. I am still of mind to move it forward with the study. You know, it doesn't have to be full depth of the entire scope, but I'm still thinking it's the majority. Maybe it's not quite as long-term as we had thought. Maybe it's a 20, 30-year, you know, figure out what it is, what the needs are. But I'm inclined to still push this forward before we do a architectural authorization to actually move forward on one building. And we don't even know the funding mechanism for a new building. Issues at hand are, what are we going to do? We're talking about, what do we do with one building? What do we, we've got buildings that we've acquired that we're not fully utilizing. So I'm not inclined to press forward. We've had prior mayor sat on it in the lame duck session, and then this mayor has sat on it. We could be almost finished with this study if it had moved through once council addressed it. But it has sat and languished. And so when it gets told to me that, well, it's going to take another year to do the study, well, we've had a year. It's been sitting. So I don't know what the committee thinks. I'm open to hear what you have to say.
AJ?
I think we really should focus on public works. I mean, it sucks that they waited a year, but yeah. That building needed to be done, like, when I moved here in 82.
I mean, I'm not...
Probably not that soon, but, I mean...
Right, yeah.
It's been a long time. It needed... When I said on the council last time, it should have been done 5-6 years before that.
But do we... So your thought is public works.
Yeah. Before. Focus on that first.
Because that's the biggest need, right? I mean, I think that's... I think everybody would agree. I haven't heard anybody that said it shouldn't be done.
No. But the question being, is that the right location? Is that, you know... What do we need? How do we fund it? Is that the right spot? We have other land elsewhere, or, you know, there's land available to us. And this is kind of one of those issues of, you know, using that space, how do you keep them functional while trying to come in with a new facility? I mean, it does lend itself to a challenge for operational redevelopment. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's a somewhat centrally located facility for our city. It does have now Route 47 access. But is that long term, is that the best location? Or have we not even determined, is that, you know, are we going to look at it differently? And this is what I'm looking at with the study, kind of,
yeah.
Where should we be going? What should we be doing with it?
What's the department heads? What do they say?
Well, I know Eric would absolutely love a new facility. I mean, he's...
Right.
Well, there is a need.
And there is a need for that building, and I think... The conversation between the mayor and the qualifier, architect, whatever it may be, was just saying we need something short-term regardless if we do a study or not. So I think still going through the QBS process allows us to do, like you were saying, maybe not a 50-year outlook, but a 30-year outlook on several buildings within the city, but maybe not every building within the city, which was the original qualification.
Well, it's four primary uses. And so it's not every building, but we have four primary uses. Public works, admin, PD, and parks or recreation. So I mean there's multiple buildings to that, but it's how do they function? So that's part of that one. So I just just think it's a little short-sighted just moving with one and not moving the study forward. I mean, it'd be one thing if we maybe consider it concurrently, but to not move the study forward, I think, is short-sighted. So, Dan, what are your thoughts? You can inquire away.
Why can't you do both?
I mean, it's...
cost-prohibitive?
I wouldn't think so.
Okay.
I mean, we don't know what the cost would be either, honestly, because we haven't gotten to that point.
Right.
They never
correct, and I think that was
false.
I think that was part of the discussion too. Let's go ahead and vet the process that would be the short-term public works facility.
Right.
Go through the close out the QBS process so that we don't have the qualifiers still hanging out there, and then come back with a different proposal for the future.
Right,
but I think it's possible to run it if they know that if say we engage an architect or whatever type of firm it is, we engage with a modified scope. Scope being, you're gonna do a somewhat reined in study, but you're also at that same time, you're working with a focus of public works. You know, that's the known building. Maybe there's a way to work that in tandem where they're not just parallel, but they're actually integrated. So they're, because the study had three different aspects or four different aspects that they were going to look at, but maybe it's kind of how do you focus that to make that work and try to get that one right? Because it's finding the location for them, you know, what's the best use of their space and land, that's a key issue for me.
Right.
I'm not sold that keeping me at Tower Lane is the best location. They have two different facilities. You know, do we acquire land? Do we utilize that? How do we keep them functional? How do we fund it?
And I think, like,
what do they do?
Loosely paraphrasing what the mayor's thought was, is that he doesn't see the need to spend that kind of money when we're in the hole in TIFs and different areas, right? Mm-hmm. We got to pull out a general fund. So why spend that when we've got department heads that should be able to say, hey, this is what we need, this is what we can do? I mean, essentially, that's what I'm just kind of saying.
Well, and that's, yeah, the mayor's been saying,
yeah,
that, yeah, department.
But we know we got to fill that hole right now because that. Got to put a Band-Aid or fix it now because it's not a great situation.
So we already had to fix one of their buildings.
Yeah. So then where do you go from there? So you fix that one and then, you know, do you just spend the money to figure it out? Do you talk to the department heads? I think that's the two things. You do the study or you talk to all the department heads and say, what do you guys need? Let's put our heads together and create a plan without spending $150,000 to $200,000.
But your department heads are...
Right.
And I'm not trying to be underestimating and insulting to the department heads, but that is not their forte, that is not their expertise to
yeah.
do that, and you know, there are things that they will miss and not think about. I mean, I should ask Rob for your finance department, can you tell me what the requirements would be for your ADA, you know, spatial needs, that kind of thing, you know, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot, I'm just hypothetical, but it just gets...
He does, like, with
it. He might be reading the ADA standards, though, on his...
I don't think he's trying to put that much on them. I think they just get an overall idea of what's your building look like? What do you foresee needing? Do you have a long-term plan of being here? Like, give me a 30, 60, 90 of what your situation is.
And that's what, you know, and the consultants would do that to formulate that into the overall plan and move forward into, okay, so that's the spatial need. You know, get the input from the department on how things function and how they could make them better. And then you go from there to, all right, assess the facilities that we have, assess the funding mechanisms, and look at, you know, things in a holistic manner.
Well, and I do think that's the intent. I just think it's more of a short-term focus.
Yeah.
I think the intent is to look at the buildings and to look at the needs, but I don't think, and I think we had it in the original qualifications to look at a 50-year.
Yeah.
So
I think there were three terms in it, 20, 30, 50,
and I think,
is that correct?
Correct.
So,
and I think we're looking at shrinking that.
Just under the 20.
Correct. And I think that was the conversation the mayor had with the proposer. But like I said, we can bring this back, and the mayor would like to be present for the discussion.
Sure, yeah.
He
yeah.
said he could make the December committee meeting,
okay.
if that was the will of the committee.
Well, that's fine. I
think he was looking at it as like, it's kind of like the downtown overlay. You know, you spent all this money on something, took twice, and then you don't do anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
So then you spend all this money to have somebody else come in and say, you know what, this is what you need, or this is what you could do, and then we don't do it, and then you spend all that money.
Kind of like the same argument with the quiet zone.
What's that?
Kind of like the same argument with the quiet zone. We don't have the money to do it, so why even do the study?
Yeah. That's tough. I mean, I definitely see what you're saying, for sure.
Well,
because these are, we have a lot of decisions to make in the future. What are you going to do with the Van Emmon Rec Center or Activity Center?
And that's what this is, you know, the bigger picture. And even if we do focus it on more of a 20-year, it does help us understand what each of the departments. Mm-hmm.
We have that land over behind Home Depot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you do with that?
Is that good for Parks and Rec? Who knows? I mean, it's not good for a police department. We can't do that. So
right.
It's probably not going to be something that the residents would allow a public works building on. And so, you know, is it a good thing for Parks and Rec or recreation? Maybe, who knows? But that's what part of that study would be. I would say, I know John's thinking bringing it back to committee here next month.
I mean, again, that was just me paraphrasing what.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I'm not speaking for John, but that's what it sounded like, my understanding.
I'd be inclined to take it out to council to have a full discussion. You know, go ahead and get the discussion done, finally. And move it, you know, one way or the other, move things.
After we have a discussion with him next month? Mayor?
No, I'm saying in lieu of waiting till next December's meeting here.
Put it on the agenda.
Take it to December. Not next week's council meeting.
Right.
But I would push it out to December 10th.
Okay.
In lieu of the admin meeting that month.
So the admin would be the week before?
It would be the week after.
The week after.
Oh, we can.
There's only one meeting in December.
Yeah, so we have our council meeting the 10th, but the 18th is our admin.
24th.
However, would you like us to come back with a plan, a short-term plan, or just a plan for public works facilities, just so you can chew on something so that we're just not discussing without something in front of you of what it could look like?
I wouldn't bother just doing public works. I'd come back. For all
short term,
yeah.
And we can do that too, and then discuss is this, you know, and we can continue with the QBS process at the same time, just to close that out. So
both.
That
do a 20-year, and you know,
and start
public
on
works.
Public works.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, if we rein it down to a shorter term, you know, that's something that we can, I could probably swallow that one, and you know, come up with a scope on that. But that's a, you know, it's got to get going. I mean, this has been sat on for a year.
And you can give staff that direction, I would believe, in this committee.
But I know, well, the mayor won't want that to. It's going to have to come out of this committee to move forward, otherwise, it's going to come back to this committee next month, and then it's going to go to January for further discussion. So if we move it to council, and if at that time we have a discussion that it's we want to move through concurrently, but we want the scope for the facilities plan on the short term, I think that would be the direction.
But then it goes back to admin.
No, it goes to council.
But if you're in council having an open discussion,
it can always come back.
Come back here anyway, right?
It can, yeah.
It wouldn't need to.
We just don't have anything to propose.
Right.
But we're saying, so that instead of taking it for next Tuesday, that gives you to the 10th to come up with the proposal.
Without the committee vetting it.
Correct.
So I think that's what he's looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, because it has to come in front of us everywhere. I understand. He's trying to go quicker.
Right.
I mean, the whole issue is to move this thing forward.
Yeah.
I know the mayor wants to get the architect hired and get that public works building built in the spring, basically. This could sit in committee for another 6 months, and nothing's going to happen.
I don't think anybody wants to drag out that.
No, I mean,
we know
if the direction is just to push it one way, it stays in committee, possibly, but, you know, we've got to get it moving.
So has the mayor said anything about, he's talked about having the department heads.
Mm-hmm.
Has that motion gone anywhere? Like, when would we see stuff on that?
So we've had internal discussions
okay.
about that as a group, as a department head meeting, but nothing formal at
okay.
this point.
Because that'd be interesting to at least see that, right?
But you know what they're going to want. They're going to want a new building.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
No, it was It was fairly consistent.
And you get any money? Was that?
Yeah. Public Works was the biggest need.
Have you been over there?
I have not.
I go over there. Don't do it when it's raining.
No.
Yeah. Well, I guess the thing with Public Works is we're about to buy $500,000 worth of trucks and they're about to sit outside.
Right.
Even if you put them inside, they're sitting outside.
Yeah. And a lot of people comment on that. Like, man, I don't know how many people come up and say, you have all these nice trucks and vehicles and
you sit outside.
Sits outside.
I mean, that happens here too.
Yeah.
Look at all the squads that are sitting outside.
Right.
Yeah. But keep in mind,
there's no moving parts like on a plow truck where they're going to prematurely wear as quickly or as expensive as a. Yeah.
I mean, Public Works building is not going to get built in 90 days.
Even if
you said go today. So.
If you hired the architect today, that building wouldn't be done till John's next term if he's lucky.
Right, we're maybe a year and a half away from
hold off on the new trucks.
Something substantial on this one. So if we approved it, say we had a contract in front of us right now, you authorize that. By the time you get through,
we're not even that. We haven't even thought of the building.
You're 6 to 9 months out on something small like that.
Yeah.
So I mean, you're breaking ground. Late next year, if you expedite everything, because it's our own building, we could do that.
Right.
Yeah. That's I think you're even being optimistic there. Yeah, the building will be done for a while.
Right, and then you go into construction on it, which, depending on the type of construction, if it's a full barn and your full building goes off a lot faster than masonry, so it just depends on how you construct it. So.
Whatever happens, don't we have a pole building? Morton's moving in or somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Morton's going in up in the commercial up north.
By Boomba.
Yeah, by Boomba.
She built like a model and put all of her trucks in there.
There you go. Not a bad idea.
There you go. Put that down. See if we can't get a discount.
Right.
But I do think, as in the past, it is always nice to have a proposal in front to move something forward.
Well, if we don't, it's going to get just thrown back here anyway.
Right, that's what I'm thinking. That's
not necessary. I mean, it can stay up there on discussion. It doesn't have to move back to committee.
But
if
there's nothing in front of us, there's nothing to vote on, okay, then you could just get to tie it up out there. I would say you want something to vote on, whether yay or nay or whatever, tweak it from there.
Discussion.
That's it. It's discussion, and if it goes, and by the 10th, if we don't have something, then the discussion is there. We're having a discussion on is that the process.
But then it will come back here.
Then it will come back here.
Unless somebody kicks it back here.
But there won't be anything to vote on, though. That's what I'm saying.
I would try to get something to vote on.
Because we're going to discuss it, but then it's going to come back here because there's nothing.
Otherwise,
to vote on.
You might as well leave it in committee.
Because
I can guarantee you, if there's nothing to vote on, it's going to get kicked back here.
Right.
Because that's just what happened to it. A couple months ago?
Yeah.
We're kicking it out another month because John's not here. Okay. We get it out there, at least we have the discussion.
Yeah, but then it's like, okay, this will be the proposal, and then we'll send it back to committee. So if we had something in front of us to vote, we could either...
There are four people in this room. It doesn't have to go back to committee.
Okay.
We can make it where it does not come back to committee.
But you're still not moving it. There's no substance. I mean, I have no problem discussing it openly. I think that would be great. Initiate more conversation, listen to everybody's opinion, so we could then figure out what's the plan of action, kick it to them, they create it, and then the next one we approve it, right? I mean, that's basically what she's even saying. So otherwise, it's going to come back here anyway.
Yes.
So then I guess if that discussion will garner something to kick it back here that we can vote on, that we'll go back and vote on, then we're making progress.
Well, fine. It goes to council on the 10th, and it comes back here on the 18th.
Okay.
What I'm trying to do is get that conversation at the council.
Well, I'm not saying we don't have the conversation, but I'm saying if you have a proposal to vote on,
if
you can amend it at that point, and I'm saying you could maybe be finished and done with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a proposal in...
Did you think you could have a proposal by the 10th?
Just because of the holiday coming up, I don't know if that would be possible, to have a complete proposal that's vetted.
Then never mind.
Because we do the packets the Thursday at the time.
Oh, right, yeah.
So, it's up to the committee.
So then basically it's...
Well, if you can't get it done, then I would say, just put it on for discussion. We'll kick it back. That's fine. don't want to crunch you. I forgot about that.
Does it have to come to committee before it goes to the council? Can we get a proposal sent to us and get it on the agenda for the full council?
That's what we can do right now. We can say we authorize staff to move that forward as we talked about, you know,
right,
concurrent proposal straight to council.
So we can do that today. So
yes.
Put a proposal together for December.
As soon as there's a proposal, it can go straight to council.
Because we won't have one for next week, right?
Well, so the next city council meeting that we would be able to propose something for would probably be January.
Oh, January? Really that long?
Because of the holiday next. Well, because we only have one city council meeting in December.
So we do the first one.
Correct.
So that's with 2 weeks.
But that's as soon as you're going to see a proposal, no matter what.
Right.
Unless you want to bring the proposal here just to put it back on the out there anyways.
Or tweak it, or discuss it, or change it.
If it doesn't make December 10th, what's our next one? It makes the January 14th. Otherwise, we wait to the January 15th admin, and then it goes to council on January 28th.
Correct.
So it's just, it's
trying that's to... That's what I'm trying to say. Let's try to move it along. If you, that's the intent.
Yeah, the intent is to try to move it along. So do we say the 10th, you know, kick it out to council for the 10th. If it's there, it's there. We have discussion. If it's not, there is no discussion. We just move it down.
That's
back
fine.
Then for December, then back for January.
Yeah.
Clear as mud.
And it would be a proposal for the public works facility or a proposal for the short term?
Short term.
Short term.
Okay. Nothing on the public works facility.
I don't think we need to do that. I think everyone's clear that that's
needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. So
okay.
I don't necessarily know we need to focus on the public works because it's got to be done.
Right.
I think everyone's going to say that's the first priority.
Would you like the QBS process closed out at the same time?
Yes, right, yes.
Because I don't think we're going to be looking for any more bidders.
No.
Right.
Well, if we close it out, how does that work with us soliciting for the proposal for the process, for the services?
We can pick whoever was qualified.
So we'll get a recommended. Well, so you bring forward one that's recommended plus the list of
qualifiers.
Mm-hmm. And the other qualifiers, are they ranked or not ranked?
Not ranked.
Not ranked. So staff makes a recommendation, but then...
So we make a recommendation on the qualification. I think there was four. I don't quote me on that, though.
So,
yeah.
So we get one that's the recommended, but we have the ability to work with any of the
qualified.
Other three throughout. I don't even know how long that lasts that they're qualified for, but we have that ability then. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to think the process on...
That shortens up the time because then we wouldn't have to go out for qualifications for a short-term project.
Mm-hmm. So if we say we want to go through and we want to move forward on the short-term project, we get a recommendation, but we can still, at any time, authorize any one of those architects to move forward on a public works building, or vice versa.
Or any other
project
that would need an architect.
So if we, you know, say the state releases one of their projects for Parks and Rec where there's, you know, $5 million available for grant buildings and we need a quick study, we could instantly authorize that, so to say. So we would have that ability to have an architect.
Getting a free building, that'd be nice.
Yeah, doesn't work out that often. We passed the last time that grant was available.
Really?
Yeah, we didn't have
nothing available.
Yeah, you were on that one, weren't you?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice one. Okay.
It's not as... There's a little more to it than they just hand you $5 million.
Right. So when they throw it out there and you've got like 30 days to respond to something like that,
you
weren't in a position to do it.
Right.
But that's the kind of thing that if you have the ability to have an architect for any project, that's nice. So, direction to staff. I want to make sure that's Aaron.
I got it.
You're clear.
fired.
Are you sure? I'm not sure.
So just to reiterate, you would all like a proposal, short-term proposal for the December 10th committee meeting, if possible. If not, it will be brought forward to a January meeting, either if it's the committee first or the council first, whatever that timeline may be. You would also like to staff. You would also like staff to move forward to close out the QVS process, and we would also bring those recommendations to the next city council meeting, whether December or January or committee, whatever is first.
Yes.
Spoken like a true professional.
Thank you.
Can you repeat that?
Yeah. I'll email it to you.
No. So the QVS closeout, so that's all done at staff level on the recommendations. The
recommendations, but city council has to approve it.
Okay. So there's no council input on those, or committee input on those at all. It's just staff's bringing the recommendation.
If we have that recommendation, just like the short-term proposal in January, if it's the next one is the committee, then we will bring it to the committee and then the January 28th city council.
I'm talking about more the list of the qualifiers.
Yeah, like I said,
prior projects we've had them where they come out ranked, where they put who they preferred, and it was a ranked system. We're not going to see the ranking on it. We're just going to see who is number one, and then the others, which is I'm good with that. So we don't.
And we will
no
just
bias to it
we will bring it to the soonest meeting, whatever that may be.
Okay.
So it may have a committee recommendation. It may not have a committee recommendation, depending on timing.
So we're talking short-term study, kind of a 20-year, but it's still the general scope of the facilities master plan. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Just on a shorter term?
Yes.
Let's see.
Okay. If there's nothing else on that one, we'll move forward to 2019-45 website redesign update.
Okay, so our project is on hold because there was some concern on the banner wording and the photo at the top that was in the purple hue. I know, Chris, you sent me comments after the meeting. We have gotten further feedback from Civic Plus, and I will forward that along, but I did want everybody to know that it will not be live on December 17th. We do not have a new live date because we pushed everything back. I just didn't want to give them approval without having everybody's say-so in the look of it. So I will bring back the different pictures and the reasoning behind the fonts and the different graphic buttons and how everything will look at a future committee meeting.
Good. Any thoughts on that? Any other comments? Okay. Moving on to our last old business item, 2019-63. This is the liquor code regulations, number of available licenses. Little memo in the packet.
Once again, the mayor would like to be here for the discussion just because of his role with the liquor. So he would like to be here at the December meeting. He will be here at the December committee meeting.
I have not broached this one with him directly about his he knows about this. We've talked about it in general, but not in terms of why he wants to chime in on it. I understand as the liquor commissioner, he has a role. But this is one. This is a, you know, it's just a rollback of the number that we're talking about. So we'll continue this discussion next month in terms of what his thoughts are on that one as the commissioner. So just wait another month. Any thoughts? All right. So that we'll bring back in December. That is, our next meeting is the 18th, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Additional business, anybody?
Both of you guys,
you got
yourself.
I
have nothing.
All right. With that, then, we'll adjourn at 6:50.